All right, so we're going to continue to do a ton of Lions and to see whether Kenny has a right to speak for this city with such a soft-serve opinion about his football team. But I wanted to take one segment and have a little fun. Everybody out there has a bold NFL take, a hill they're willing to die on, but they're afraid to say it. You're afraid to offer it into the universe because you know you'll get absolutely choke-slammed in the group chat, you'll get mocked at the office, and you know you're probably going to be wrong, but you believe it in your heart. So one segment, I'm going to go around the room. I'm sure David will have some happy horse bleep non-copyrighted music for us. And I want you to just clear the emotional decks. I want you to give your boldest NFL take. Oh, excuse me. Rico is massaging his stylus again. We know what that means. Here come the receipts.
No.
David, music, please. Oh, yes. Drama. Let's start out with a man who's a fellow cat lover to Jim Costa. Kenny Cott.
This is bordering on slander at this point.
In the deep, dark recesses of your mind.
Kenny, do you not own a cat?
I don't own a cat. I live with someone who owns a cat.
And you're soft enough to allow it. So we arrive at the same thing.
All right, so my...
Now.
One of my bold opinions.
The boldest.
There will not be one. There will not be two, but there will be three NFC North teams in the playoffs this year.
Okay. Buying the Bears hype, Lions and Pack deliver on it. I will caution you, though, that would suppress the win total of each of the teams involved, meaning everyone who calls up with 14-3 or 17-0. Kenny, are you okay if the Lions win this division by only winning 11 games?
I said this to Rico yesterday. I'll say it to you all today. I don't really care about the win total. I don't even care that much about the division. Get to the Super Bowl. That's the ultimate goal here. So, no, I don't mind if you bring the win total down.
All right. Bold take number one for your pleasure. Let's go to David Hull. Mr. Hatchet Man, so bold. The boldest take. The one you'll get in trouble for at church on Sunday because it's so heinous regarding NFL football, not scripture.
So here's the deal here. I do not believe the Dallas Cowboys are going to have a good year, but that does not mean the players can't individually have a great year. Dak Prescott is going and trying to get a contract. CeeDee Lamb already got his contract, but he wants Dak to get his too. My bold prediction is that CeeDee Lamb breaks Calvin Johnson's record in trying to get his quarterback the contract. Now, remember, when Calvin broke the receiving record, they did not have a good year that year, and they decided to just go for it, meaning the record. And I think that happens in Dallas.
Wow. And factually, Dallas is in primetime on Thanksgiving. All right. Damn it, caller Ed, you've upended our day.
He's going to leave me hanging.
Thanksgiving. All right. So you've got Kenny, three teams out of the North. The Bears crash the party. David Hull saying Calvin's record will fall to CeeDee Lamb. Mr. Rico Beard.
All right, guys. I am going to harken back to something that I said, I believe, last week, or maybe it was earlier this week. I will double down on this. I know everybody is looking at Caleb Williams as the end-all, be-all. They're already handing him the Rookie of the Year award. But it will be a quarterback. It will not be Caleb. It will be Bo Nix. Bo Nix will become the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Sean Payton will set him up for success. Look, I know preseason games don't mean much, but I saw him in those games, and he played pretty much most of the game. He looked comfortable. This is a man with a family. He's got to feed them. He can't go out there and just do ridiculous things. He's got to make sure that he becomes that guy. They're going to hand him the keys to that team. He will win the Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Wow. Now, there is a publication who agrees. Not with the Offensive Rookie of the Year. They did say he would finish as a top 15 quarterback, according to Pro Football Focus,
yeah,
if you care. Evan Jenkins, I'm not sure this is smart considering the amount of milligrams that were in your system last night while playing slots.
Those are worn off. I did wake up at 3 in the morning thinking that I messed up the podcast, and it didn't happen. So I might have to dress as Bro-hio with this opinion to walk around the streets of Detroit, but I think they spent the whole summer getting high on their own supply, and I think that they're going to be a mediocre football team this year.
Who?
The Detroit Lions. I think I have never heard – I've worked in this business for 20 years now. I've never heard a GM say our expectations to be in the Super Bowl. And if the GM's thinking that highly of themselves without ever playing a game, without having any snaps in the preseason, without seeing your offensive line together with new right tackle and everything that involves that, without having your backs get hit or Jared Goff get hit. Go back to last year with the Kansas City game. They scored 14 offensive points, or it might have been 13, because one of those was a pick six from Branch. So I just think they're going to start the season off slow. Like I said, I'm probably going to get my ass kicked walking around the streets of Detroit.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard that, and that just threw me for such a loop out of all the years that, like, the Patriots were dominating. I don't even think Andy Reid would come out and say, we expect to be in the Super Bowl this year.
All right. There's not music bold enough for that. I'm interested to see if people will come out of the woodwork to agree with you. Mine is probably from what I want to happen versus what will, but I can't unsee what took place in Philadelphia last year. And I feel like Sirianni's a total fraud. I feel like his brains left town when they lost Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen. And blaming last year on Dom D'Alessandro not being on the sideline, there's reports that Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni don't speak. Nick Sirianni gets fired midseason. The Eagles turn into a total clown car. Now, I know there's a hatred deep inside me.
No, but Tiger don't play.
I'm telling you, that's my bold take, that the Eagles are toast. That was a one-year aberration for Jalen Hurts, that Nick Sirianni's actually not a smart guy. He's just got a very punchable face. What's the most egregious of those bold takes? You had Kenny buying the hype with the Bears, saying the North will have three teams. You had David saying CeeDee Lamb breaks Calvin Johnson's record. You had Evan say the Lions will underachieve, disappoint everybody. You had me give you Philadelphia complete implosion. And one last time, yours. Just because my mind is spinning right now from this music.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, yes. Yeah. Rookie of the year, yes. Yeah. I would like to know which of those is the most egregious. Dave, you got some ticket text coming in on this deal?
Yeah, I do. Some bold predictions here. Bold prediction, the Lions will have 3 1,000-yard receivers and a tight end and 2 1,500 all-purpose yard running backs.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Well, so they're going to have close to 6,000 yards? Okay.
Congrats, we're playing Tecmo Bowl.
What?
You know, fun fact for tonight's game. I mean, do you realize the Ravens have run for 3,000 yards as a team? And they could do it again this year with the addition of King Henry.
Oh, yeah.
3,000 yards rushing, and it wouldn't be the first time they've done it. I mean, it's possible, but having it all, that does it. If you okay. if you laid claim to 3,000-yard receivers, I could work with that.
But at this point, the way that ticket texter makes it sound, you're never punting the ball.
Thanksgiving.
Ever.
Truth.
It does become a video game where punting is, no, we don't punt here.
Back to back here, okay, on different sides. Evan, better watch your back with this take. Don't walk around the streets of Detroit. Another one, I 100% agree with Evan. Think the Lions have a mediocre year, but no way Lamb breaks Calvin's record.
The problem for Lamb is there's, look, the volume. You need 150, 160 targets to even get close to that.
Who else do they have?
Jalen Tolbert, smartass.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kidding. I can't even say that with a straight face. No, you're
about to say.
You're right.
They brought
you're
Zeke
right.
back. The running game is going to be horrible. They're just going to have to throw the ball because they're going to be losing a lot.
They got Dalvin Cook.
You know what? I almost said something. You know what? No. Thanksgiving. God, caller Ed. David, one more. and then we'll take a little T.O. here.
Evan should be kicked out of the studio, but I like Dave's prediction. The most I can see happening is that one, Ryan in Arizona.
Okay. We're not kicking Evan out. I think there are a lot of Lion fans who deep down are afraid of exactly what Evan's talking about. One of them is Kenny. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your calls. Keep on rolling. We're live in Vegas at Circa NFL kickoff, the NFL contest kickoff, Chiefs-Ravens kickoff. Get a blitz in the mix right here. Continue along with this Lions Super Bowl drive. And I have no holy clue who the hell's winning tonight. If someone could tell me, that'd be great. 97-1.